And good morning to our West Coast listeners. It's .fm this morning. It's now 11:27 a.m. Coast time. It's 2:27 a.m. on a Monday in Hong Kong, 7:27 p.m. in the United Kingdom, and in New York City, it's 2:27 p.m. Welcome to the West Coast edition of .fm News this morning. Now for the top of the news. Claims by the Libyan regime that it has halted its operation in Zrata, the sound of automatic weapons fire and exploding rockets was heard across the city on Sunday. Yemeni protesters have renewed their call for the immediate resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, rejecting a U.S.-backed Gulf plan that would see the strongman step down within 30 days in return for immunity. A Palestinian policeman shot dead one Israeli and others after they entered Joseph Tombs, a holy site in the West Bank of Nablus, without permission on Sunday, the Israeli military has said. In sports, Marseille successfully defended its French League trophy on Saturday after beating Montpellier 1-0 thanks to a late goal from defender Taiwo. This just in, Thai Cambodian soldiers clashed again Sunday in a disputed border area of the fighting trip. The Indian Commando militia that fought alongside anti-Kabbalah rebels in Abidjan has agreed to peacefully lay down its arms after the country's new president, Alassane Ouattara, ordered his troops legal weapons. And Haiti's incoming president, Michel Martelly, has urged the international community to ignore the results of the legislative elections after acts of fraud, saying they were unacceptable and did not reflect the will of the people. Back to Japan now, where the operator of the stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, TEPCO, is considering building underground reactors to prevent radioactive water seeping out, according to Japan's TV Asahi, citing unnamed sources. As you know, normally there isn't a second edition of .fm news every Saturday and Sunday, but as part of a new initiative here on .fm, to update the news as we see it. As we get the news, excuse me. So there will be two editions of .fm news this morning. Every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time, which is around 2:30. Part of a new way of updating the news twice a day. And it grows. .fm news is brings weekend airings. So it'll air four times. It'll air a total of four times between Saturday and Sunday. Now, the latest headlines. Bahraini Crown Prince decides not to attend a royal wedding in London because of unrest in his country. At least three people dead by security forces in Syrian town of Jebla, reports say. Rafael Nadal seals sixth Barcelona Open crown, and Kuwait gives $180 million to Libyan rebels, according to a rebel spokesman. And finally this morning, one of India's most revered spiritual leaders, Sri Sati Saib, has millions of followers worldwide, dies in hospital, age 84. And that is it for this morning, for our West Coast listeners. For more of this, you can catch .fm Sunday and our weekend edition broadcast airing at 1, 3:30, and the weekend report. It's airing at 8 o'clock. We'll have a complete look at your weather and sports and our Weather Watch and Sports Lines update airing later today here on .fm. And if you remember, part of Earth, the only show that aired Saturday night was .fm News Final. Well, we'll do this once again. The hockey is West. It's time for afternoon if you're on the East. Goodbye. Normally we have a theme song playing, but it's not playing, and we're sorry about that.